My name is Sam, and I'm here with two fabulous women, Bethany.
Hi.
And Kathleen.
Hey, good morning.
But we're only half with Kathleen because she's buried in her phone staring at style icons.
I'm looking at Kiernan Shipka on Instagram. I think that's how you say her name. She's an actress from Mad Men. She played Sally. This girl has style coming out of every orifice, and she is only 16 years old, and I'm jealous.
You're completely obsessed. There you go.
I'm so jealous. Just follow her on Instagram, guys. You're going to thank me.
How do you spell her name?
It's Kiernan Shipka, Shipka.
Okay, so like it sounds.
Kiernan Shipka.
Kiernan Shipka. I mean, there are really no silent letters in that, but my God, how would you even know how to spell that?
I want to grow up and then be her in a deep V pantsuit that even I, at 30, couldn't pull off with a 16-year-old that looks so good
so
in.
So we're about to start the podcast, and I said, you guys remember, the mics are live as soon as the music starts, and we hit record, and Kathleen goes, ugh.
Staring at her, doesn't respond to it. When we're like, Kathleen, nothing. So anyway, also guys, by the way, just in case you haven't noticed, I have allergy / party girl voice. So we're gonna, I'm sorry, deal with the.
It's cute. I like your voice.
Testing. That didn't work.
Oh, all that right. Made it worse.
Topics. Yeah. So what we thought we would discuss today, because we've all kind of been there, no matter how much we want to admit it or not, things you have done in your life to impress or show off to someone you're interested in, even if it's not something you would have done otherwise.
Yeah, because you know they're watching.
Exactly. You know they're watching. You know they like this kind of thing, so you bought it. You know they like this kind of music, so you sang the song in their presence.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
This happened to me just yesterday. So there's this guy in my neighborhood, and we go to similar places. So like I go to this one little cafe every weekend morning to have breakfast, and he goes there too with like several of his buddies. And so I've seen him half a dozen times there, and I know we see each other because we'll glance at each other, but we've never said hi. And then I just recently realized he goes to my gym too. And so a couple of times I've been at my gym and I've seen him. Hmm. And I'm not really attracted to him, but I'm developing just sort of like this acquaintance crush. Does that make sense?
Like a familiarity comfort almost? You want some approval over?
Yeah, but he's definitely cute. Like, I want him to think I'm cute, even though I don't necessarily find him attractive. Like, I want him to, I want to be in control. Yeah, I want him to want me, right?
Yeah.
So I was at the gym yesterday. I was running, and this is a new thing I've started doing, running.
It's an incredible thing.
It's crazy.
Running? Yeah.
I think that's how, yogging with a soft J. It's crazy. No one's chasing me. I'm not in danger.
That's what you think.
But it's really weird. So I was running, and I saw him come into the gym, and we made eye contact, and I sort of like smiled to myself and thought the game is afoot. And so when I saw that he was doing leg presses, which is in direct line of sight with the treadmill I was on, mm-hmm. I definitely increased my speed, and I was listening to some like pretty dope hip hop tunes. And so I'm like running super fast while I'm sort of rapping to myself, which is ridiculous. And I looked like an idiot and an a-hole, but I felt like a badass because I knew he was looking. Today, I cannot walk. I'm in so much pain today. And did it work? No, absolutely not, because I still don't think he knows who I am.
That's not true. That's not true, girl.
He's on his own podcast right now. Like, there's this babe, and she just took us to a whole other level.
She was running so fast.
There's this white chick I know, and she was making a fool out of herself on the treadmill.
Running right into my dreams.
Dude, I was running at like an 8.
Yeah.
I was running.
What a sprint.
I was sprinting. I was like, it was like wide leg running as
Which
fast as you
Bethany
can.
Which for Bethany is like, for a normal person, like wide leg. Because girl, you got like a strut range to you.
I was like, oh, is it a moron? Anyway, so I did that yesterday.
We've all done it though.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kathleen, what have you done?
I once broke into my boyfriend's email, which was, I mean, his password was his name backwards. So it's like, you're not a genius.
No one will ever get this.
I realized that he was kind of cheating on me this girl who was really punk, and she worked in the sneaker store at the mall. And she had black hair, and she was had chains on her jeans.
Did she
and
work
stuff.
At Journeys? Please tell me
she
it was
did
Journeys.
Work at Journeys.
Yes!
Oh, God. Journeys Kids, to
God,
be exact.
No.
So I dyed my hair black and I got chains on my jeans. And I pretended to be this person that I totally wasn't for at least a year and a half.
You did it work?
And it didn't work.
Oh.
But, you know, I really dodged a bullet because he ended up growing up to be not super attractive. So it turned out okay in the end. But for a long time, I was really pretending to be somebody who I wasn't with the black hair. And, like, I was, like, so emo. And I loved all these, like, you know, punk bands. And I went to Warped Tour. And-
Yes. I love being dehydrated and listening to music.
Oh, and I made sure I kept a Zanga, which was like a really old type of online journal.
Okay.
And
I've never heard of that.
Would post about all my cool punk adventures so he knew that I was having the best life without him.
Oh my God. I love that,
is that
for
fantastic.
You.
Yeah.
Do you have any
that.
Pictures of you with black hair back in the day?
Oh, yeah. My whole high school yearbook.
Yay! Bring it in!
Please bring some
oh
in.
Oh, my God. Guys, I've only looked at it once the day I got it, and then I never wanted to look at it again.
You don't need to. Give it to us. Yeah. And we'll keep it.
We'll look at it for you.
Forever.
Also, once I wanted to act like I had more friends than I actually did. So I was currently reading a book and I met this guy and I pretended like the characters in the book were my friends.
Aww.
And I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, my friend Georgia, she lives in Britain. I was just recently talking to her about A, B, and C, and it was literally plot lines that I had pulled from the book.
Like last week when you were telling us about your friends Rachel and Ross.
Yeah. I know, I would have done that same thing. Like, guys, can you help me? My friend Bella fell in love with this vampire and I have no idea what to do for her.
You know, I think I'm friends with the same girl, Bella, because she keeps telling about Edward and Jacob. And I'm like, really? I'm team Edward. But Jacob is like a little bit attractive. I've seen his Instagram.
He has some rage issues.
He's a little short, though.
Yeah, a little short. Some rage issues.
We're getting a little hateful right now.
I know.
Sam, what have you done to attract a guy?
I think this is one of the first reasons I felt a kinship with you, because I found that out about you relatively early into knowing one another. And I went completely gothic for a guy.
Really?
For multiple years. But the reason I started doing it was wrong, because he had this long metal hair and he was like, you know, played the bass in this band and whatever.
Wait, just to clarify, he had like metal style punk hair, not like hair made of metal.
Oh, no, he had...
Because in my head, that was amazing.
Redo. He had completely metal hair. Like, it was amazing. He had metal style punk hair.
Okay, cool.
And...
tinfoil extensions.
Long aluminum hair.
Do you blame me? He was a robot. The truth comes out.
A copper spaghetti wig.
Oh.
I was just so infatuated by him. And it wasn't a romantic attraction, at least at first, for a long time. But I just thought, this is the coolest human ever. Like, mm-hmm. How do I be more like him? And I did. I went gothic. I had chains on my jeans. I wore black most of the time. I would draw, like, big eyelashes on my eyes
with
my
clockwork
liner.
Style.
Yeah, exactly.
Clockwork orange style.
Clockwork orange. I had these, like, shorts with, like, offensively colorful socks so that I could be like, I don't even care. Everything's black except my socks. But it actually kind of turned into a part of me that I loved even after him. Like, there was no more him in the picture, and I still wanted to be gothic and
like, I feel
listen
like...
to the same music, and he like introduced me to future me and then went away, and I was like, this is good, I'm gonna stay here, thanks so much.
I was gonna say, because I feel like you haven't totally grown out of that, like,
no!
That's still a thing you do.
And I worked at Abercrombie before I met him. Like, I was pretty preppy. I had none of this in me, or at least it was completely dormant. And then I came out, I was like, I'm so metal, I don't even know it.
The goth thing still definitely lingers in the presence of modern day Sam.
It mm-hmm. does. Every once in a while, something will come out. I really want to find one. Christmas, my parents bought me a full length trench coat that had like metal chains, like little cuffs, things you could clip on. And it was like too soon. So I got scared and I returned it. But to this day, I still think, damn it, I wish Hot Topic wasn't so preppy now so that they would still sell that same jacket.
I know. Hot Topic used to sell some of the coolest stuff. When I worked at Starbucks, one of our managers also worked at Hot Topic. And she was telling me, I told the story on the air before, but it's one of my favorites. She was telling me how they were selling these pants for men. And they were just a tube. They were a skirt.
Yes.
And but they were marketing them to guys, calling them the one-legged pant.
Oh my God.
And guys were buying them. Guys were wearing them. But I feel like you can't get a one-legged pant anymore.
That's so smart. I mean, you can. It just goes by another name.
It's called a skirt.
It's called a skirt.
It's like a gown, because they were all the way to the ground. It was like waist to ground one-legged pants. Yes. That's a gown.
One day men will be wearing those. I can't wait for that day.
Yeah.
Gowns and jumpsuits.
Yeah.
They're missing out.
My favorite item that I ever bought at Hot Topic was my Dawson's Creek t-shirt. They were always good for that.
They are great for
TV t-shirts.
Yeah. I got a My Little Pony vintage, like, ironic
like
t-shirt.
Like a brony?
Yeah, like a brony shirt. I think I bought it not realizing that it was really for dudes. But I was really into it. I still go to Hot Topic. I still walk in and I'm just like, oh, I love this body jewelry. Oh, I love this t-shirt.
It's been ages.
Bikinis. They have some of the best bikinis you'll ever find.
What is this store? What is this? It's not
great.
What it used to be.
No, it's great. You can buy like cute black bikinis with cherries on them. They're still good for all the cherry stuff.
A lot of pinup girl stuff you can get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just all over it in that goth phase.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I miss it.
I wish I would meet a guy who is into pinup girls because I'd really like to become that girl.
You should just become that girl.
Just do it.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
You could rock the victory rolls so well.
Kathleen. I wonder how long it takes pinup girls to actually get ready in the morning. If you're a pinup girl and you're listening,
you know what?
Please tweet us at Acquired Podcast, because I would be so curious to see exactly what a morning routine for a pinup girl looks like.
That's fascinating.
There's a girl I am friends with on Twitter. She reached out to me when Oliver passed away. You know, you become friends with someone on Twitter that you've never met, and you're
absolutely.
Like, I bet in real life we would be really good friends.
Yeah.
She's this dope chick, and her profile picture is her as a pinup girl. I'm going to reach out to her and see how long it takes her to get ready.
I like this, though. I think if only for one day, Kathleen, and if only to satisfy Bethany and I, because you, let's be honest, matter the least in this, that you should definitely pin up for one day.
Yeah.
Because do you know how much fun you'd have with all the activities? Like, I see you baking in, like, a sexy, like, kind of, let's go to Hot Topic and get the cherry apron.
Yeah, you need a cherry apron.
I love this. And you could, we'll just say it's to impress a guy.
I'll shoot a calendar just for you guys.
Yes, please.
But more than how pinup girls look, there's just something about their spirit. They're just so free and they don't give an F about what anybody thinks. And, you know, they're feminists, but they also look very old fashioned.
I did a pinup shoot once and it was the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, it was, oh my God, it was so great.
You also looked pretty correct in that lighting, Bethany.
It was fun.
Maybe both of you are born at the wrong time. I'm good. I'm set.
I wonder if there's a stylist out there for people who want to only become pinup people.
There has to be. There's got to be.
Yeah.
Bethany's fingering like fury on the keyboard.
I'm sending a tweet out. We're asking for pinup girls.
Do you know what we should do, all three of us? We should join one of those kick-ass roller derby hockey leagues.
Those things are terrifying. Those girls are in legit good shape.
I'm ready. I'm ready to kick some ass.
I'm ready to watch you kick some ass.
My friend Jana did it for several years, and it's like I would watch her games, her bouts or whatever, her routines. I don't know what they're called when they fight each other. And they were so crazy good.
Her name's badass, though. Like, I'm not skating against a Janet.
That's my aunt
and your friend. And Jana. Still, they're going to kill me.
So maybe let's start small. Let's just get a pair of rollerblades.
Okay.
Central Park.
We'll go to the park.
McFlurry's.
Yes.
We can do ice cream. Loops around Alice.
Yes. I love it. Loops around the Alice statue with Bethany knows so well.
I love that statue.
That's like the roller derby, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Same thing. Yeah.
Have you, on a similar note to what we, well, to how this started, we always derail, and I love that. Have you guys ever noticed someone trying to do something to impress you, and it doesn't have to be romantic, because I know women, I think, are the top offenders in this. Like, have you ever met a girl or some kind of friend, or could be a guy who was trying to pursue you, do something to try and catch your eye?
I had something profoundly creepy happen.
Okay.
Okay, so once I was doing a remote broadcast and these two people came up. So we were doing the morning show from a different location and these two listeners came up and a guy and a girl, and they were like, hey, do you notice anything neat about, you know, Miranda, whoever the girl was? And I was like, oh, you know, no, not really. Apparently, she was wearing an outfit that I had been wearing once, and they showed this to me because she had an 8x10 color picture printed out of me of when they saw me sitting at Starbucks reading. So they took a covert picture of me and then never said hi. I never knew they were there. Blew it up, and she dressed exactly the same as I was dressed in that picture.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I was so freaked out that I was like, okay.
Were they looking for like was their face of anticipation? Like,
yeah. And like, God bless their little heart. Like they really thought that this I can see where their heads were at. Like, they were really thought that this was, like, going to be something that would make them notice. Maybe I would, you know, shout them out on the air or give them free something or other. And I think if it had been a picture where I knew I was being photographed, it would have played off differently. But
yeah, like all they had to do was introduce themselves at that Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, use the picture where I'm looking at the camera and smiling if they had taken that picture.
Yeah.
But it was just me reading, like, curled up in a sofa.
Holy crap.
That's
that
too far.
Was real. That freaked me out.
That's the beginning of a Lifetime movie.
I know.
Seriously.
And then I'm at the bottom of a pool.
I show up and they're like, do you like this picture of my bathroom? Notice it has everything you have in yours.
And then they come up to you and they're like, do I look like Bethany? Because I'm wearing her skin.
That's when they get, I'm sorry, they get a high five from me. Like, commitment.
Oh, yeah, that freaks me out a little bit.
I had something that was not, it didn't scare me. It was cute and sad. It was a girlfriend of mine. And you know how we all kind of have these random talents for things that just, you know, they're useless. I, for whatever reason, am not really bad at riding an electric bull. Like at the bars, I can kind
it's
of do
it.
It's
not in your LinkedIn skill set.
It's not something I knew. I just got it on. I'm like, this machine will be my bitch for like the next 45 seconds or whatever. So I was at a bar with a few girlfriends and I was doing it. And one kind of always thought I was way cooler than I was. But I think it's just because she's very soft spoken and quiet and uncomfortable with herself. And I don't have any of those problems. Mm-hmm. So like, I think that it was just the quality she was more infatuated with than me. But anyway, it was coming out. And she, bless her, sucked at the bull riding, which is fine. Most people get tossed from that stuff. She got on like 4 times in a row because she thought it was so cool that I was doing it and tried so hard to stay on. That girl had bruises like nobody's business on the insides of her thighs. I know. I was like, oh, that's, let's go get a drink. It's fine. She's like, you know what? I think I know what I did wrong last time. I'm going to try it this time. And she kept going.
Oh, God.
Kept going and always like was looking at me for approval during it. And like, this is, I feel responsible.
Wait, how old was this girl?
She's my age. So we must have been 22.
Oh.
23.
Oh.
On the other end of the spectrum, I'm the creepy girl.
How so?
Her
what
name
have you
was
done?
Kathleen.
Particularly with celebrities, I start speaking about them like they're my friends. So celebrities I look up to, Gwyneth Paltrow, Reese Witherspoon, Drew Barrymore, I start speaking about them like, oh, my friend Gwen, or oh, I was talking to Reese this weekend. And my interns think I just have a whole slew of friends that also have famous celebrity names.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it got so bad once that the Big Show, Gwyneth Paltrow called in and I fangirled so hard and she was so not into it. She's like, oh, that's sweet.
See, I thought she
was really
you.
Nice about it.
I don't know. She totally thought I was creepy. But so I'm the creepy girl that like sees a celebrity look on Instagram or like sees a celebrity adopt a certain lifestyle. And then I do the same thing. And if I ever met them, they would definitely have a restraining order
yes.
on me.
But it's also something that you have in common with them that you can talk to them about.
Yeah.
That you
it's
know
them.
For like, this is my starter conversation. Like I know that if I ever meet Don Johnson, I have a starter conversation and that we have the same birthday.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Okay. Well,
Don Johnson was an actor from the 1980s. He had a very popular show called, what was it, Miami Vice? I don't know. Don Johnson. Let's look him up.
Miami Vice.
Don Johnson. Yeah, Miami Vice.
That's going to be me if I ever meet Jake Gyllenhaal because he lives around here where we record the show. Mm-hmm. And he's been seen at a cafe right across the street that I go to regularly. And he works out at Barry's Boot Camp, again across the street, which I work out regularly. And shamelessly, I only joined because I heard he was there.
Okay, but I'm going to have you rethink that conversation starter because starting the conversation with, I know where you live, it's really close to where I am all the time.
I have the same coffee order as you and I also always run on treadmill 16 and you weren't here for the last 3 weeks and I want to know why. Is it because you're trying to lose weight for a role instead of bulking? You did a really good job that time. Matt was your instructor. Oh my God, he was mine too. He's so good. Like, I'll go
off. I'm putting a restraining order on you right now and it's not even about me. But you're so charming that you know all that. Good for you, Sam.
I love him. I'm just waiting for him to realize he feels the same.
He will. He'll get to it. By the way, speaking of people who are actually amazing, we have to give a shout out.
Yeah, we do.
So when I was in Miami with the show about a month ago, we were at Westfield Broward Mall. And this amazing woman, Connie, came up to me and she lifted up her shirt and had a shirt underneath. And it said, I'm an acquired podcast listener. And she was like our first fan that I'd ever met. And she's amazing. And she made us shirts that said, I'm an acquired taste podcaster. And we each have our own. And they have glasses of wine on them with our names.
I love
she's
these.
She's so great. So thank you, Connie. And just to everybody who's been so amazing. I also want to give another shout out to the Nighttime Podcast because he sent us stickers and Jordan is so supportive.
That's awesome.
So thank you. We're going to tweet out a picture and Instagram picture of us with these shirts because we love them. And
thanks, Connie.
We love you, Connie. She's adorable. And I also have a connection thanks to the podcast. So a few episodes back, we were talking about these supernatural experiences we've had.
Yeah.
And I mentioned how I saw the spirit, the energy, whatever you want to call it, of an old music director that I used to learn from. And apparently I didn't use his name until I just said, damn it, Goswitch, when I was, you know, commenting on, you know, whatever it was of the podcast.
Yeah.
And a listener, Christina, reached out and said she was doing like planks or push-ups at that point and fell because he was a family friend of hers.
What?
And she and her whole family are into music. Like partly because of him and how close they were, and she just went off. She sent me like 4 paragraphs of how much he's touched her life and how wonderful he was, and like music in general and how important it is to people. And I just love that I made a virtual friend because of that. I love this podcast.
That's
now
amazing.
Now we know Connie, we know Christina, like just so many awesome people reach out because of this. And seriously, all you guys are just so freaking incredible.
That's fabulous. We love it.
We love that.
Let's go around the room. Tell me something you learned this week before we wrap this all up.
Can I propose an amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Can we talk about the most fun thing that we did this weekend? Because it was the Memorial Day weekend.
For sure.
Adorable. I love it.
Yes.
What is the most fun thing you did this weekend?
I went hiking and wine tasting. And what I love about 3-day weekends is that you don't feel rushed on Sunday. Sunday is like another day of fun because you have another full recovery day on Monday. And it just made me realize that spending time with the people that I love, just it's what makes me truly happiest.
Where did you go wine tasting and hiking?
I went hiking up at the Interstate Park Palisades, where 9W, where New York and New Jersey meet.
Yeah.
And there's a great trail there called Giant Steps, and it's like all these huge rocks, and it's really like 50% rock climbing, 50% hiking. It was just so fun, and my husband and I went with a couple of friends, and the next day we went up to one of my favorite wineries, which is Warwick Winery in Warwick, New York, and it was a Bob Dylan a tribute concert.
Oh, that's awesome!
And wine tasting, so everybody had these picnic blankets, and you're just sitting on the lawn, and you're drinking wine and watching everybody play Bob Dylan tribute songs.
Can we bring the podcast there one day?
Yes.
The three of us do it?
It's amazing.
That sounds awesome. I was a little disappointed though, because when you said wine tasting and hiking, I'm like, that's the best combo ever. Like, I pictured you with the Camelback bags with different wines while you're hiking.
Well, we went with some family members, and it was just so nice to enjoy the company of people you're related to, people you really, truly love.
Very I agree
cool.
with that.
Love that. Glad you had such, that was a great weekend.
What about
I
you,
wanna
Sam?
Be married now.
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to Club Getaway, which is an adult summer camp, and it's been around so long, and you can tell it's been around for so long because they've ironed out any kink that might have existed. The activities are so much fun. There's booze the entire weekend. There's theme parties every night. And my favorite part was one day, and all of you camp goers out there like myself know exactly what I'm talking about. They have a mini color war. So they divide the entire camp into 4 teams, and you have to compete in various things throughout the day. And I take that a little too seriously.
You're a little competitive.
I told someone I don't know to sit the F down. And she was on my team. I was afraid she was going to lose us points, so I apologized to that girl. But it was so awesome. And then after like a bouncing part, you had to sit on a fake horse and like obstacle race back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm like, why does my thigh hurt? And I've got like some vampire. What the hell is that?
I think you went to a vamp bar. I've seen this on True Blood.
It was a vamp
bar. It's a real thing.
You're a kinky bitch.
It's right on my inner thigh, and it looks like I seriously like had a really frisky vampire hanging out with me this weekend.
Oh my god.
I'm not sorry we won, but it
happened. No kidding.
But it happened.
Oh my god.
So thanks to Club Getaway. Absolutely loved it, and we'll definitely be back. Bethany, what did you do?
Well, I want to give a shout out to my friend Adrian, who is my only friend this week who I made plans with who did not flake on me.
Yay,
so thank you, Adrian. No thanks to all my other friends who flaked on me. But we went out for margaritas Friday night. And the funny thing about Adrian is that he is years model mm-hmm. and looks thus. So he's always been really, really like, really careful about what he puts into his body and all of this stuff. But right now he's sort of going through this, like, I also want to enjoy life moment, which I kind of love. And so he's learning how to drink alcohol.
He didn't drink before.
He would have like a glass of wine, or we would have a vodka soda every once in a while, but he didn't drink. And so he was like, Bethany, mate, because he's Scottish, we are going to have alcohol. And I said, okay, we will order you a glass of alcohol. And so we went out for margaritas and had so much fun. And it was just a really, really good night. And he was like, he doesn't drink, and he and I have the same tolerance.
So, I was just going to say, you must have killed him.
No, because I have no tolerance for alcohol whatsoever. So we were drink for drink, great, fine. It was amazing. And so it was a really good night. And I think I got home at like 3 a.m.
Oh my God. That is a good night.
It was a really good night. So shout out to Adrian. And thank you for being my friend this weekend. It was good. We had a good time. Yeah, he's dope.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for bearing with us. We're all over the map, which is not a bad thing.
No.
If you have any comments, make sure to tweet us your thoughts at Acquired Podcast. And again, we're going to be posting those things we were talking about on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. So thanks, everyone. And make sure you tune in next week for God knows what topic.
Yay.
Bye.